I don't get how so many LSD pimps are on straight A's, murmured Johnny Logue, the aged retired actor, as he lounged on his deathbed. His daughters, Melissa and Leslie, cried heavily, as their afflicted father spouted a mixture of unfunny one-liners and anti-communist ranting, the senile dementia clearly at its endgame. Off with Ryder Duke's head. And if you're in with Ronald Duke, you're a better man dead. Due to his teenage pastime of provoking bar fights with thick men, Johnny Lurg's left ring finger was but a stump, which had not developed for many decades. While several of Johnny's ex-girlfriends and colleagues in showbiz had been repulsed by this unfortunate injury, the average moviegoer in his day never noticed it. Nearly every movie director who had worked with Johnny cautiously concealed the finger from each scene. Johnny would often wear white gloves or, in the most recent case, a prosthetic phalange made of mahogany. This wooden finger, for God knows what reason, had supplied Johnny with the side effect of dementia. Johnny's final comedy was widely panned by critics, which only added to his family's grief. Leslie Ernest, 5 years Melissa's senior, was wailing much harder than her sister, and eventually took out her mobile telephone and called her husband, Bert, the owner of a North Beach pizzeria. Bert and Leslie had been happily married for 3 years, having met on a chat room oriented towards devotees of the band subpar. Though Bert was much hairier than Leslie would have preferred, she still knew that he was Mr. Right. "Bert, it's me," she said, as she wept. "I'll be home in a couple hours. I don't think Daddy has very long." Leslie was correct. As soon as she hung up the phone 5 minutes later, the great Johnny Lurg had passed away. Though her father was a world-famous celebrity back in the day, his death was overshadowed by that of a pop-punk musician, and the death received only a tad of media coverage. Leslie spent the next few weeks mainly slouching around her apartment with Bert hopelessly trying to comfort her. It wasn't long until the natural death of Johnny Lurg was followed by the suicide of Leslie Ernest, and later the suicide of Bert Ernest, who remarried Romeo and Juliet in the process.